In Ireland, nothing gets us talking like lions.
Tea?
Small talk.
Well, Jimmy, shocking weather we're having.
Big talk.
Even I could have played county. Office talk.
I'm MIA in the AM, but I'll circle back on the KPIs.
Real talk.
Milk before tea? Should be a criminal offence.
You could say we talk too much.
But the truth is,
we don't talk nearly enough. Lions puts the talk into tea.
Moncrief on News Talk.
So the kids are back from Australia, but of course they're not kids anymore. They could be in their 30s or 40s. They may well have kids of their own. But once they enter the door of the family home, does everyone revert back to type? Do grown men and women start using the floor drove again and fighting over the remote? News Talk's Families Are Mad correspondent Henry McKean has been out asking people. Afternoon, Henry.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sean. And this makes me think of Alan Hughes. So Alan Hughes was
yes,
in this...
Yes, many things make me think of Alan Hughes. Yes.
So he's obviously, he's the panto king and he's on Ireland AM. But back in the 80s, he was in this ESB advert, which we all remember. And it was basically advertising electricity. His mum was looking forward to him coming home. She was baking as she had out the electric blanket. She was putting on the immersion and she was, you know, on the hob doing lots of different things. And then Alan gets out of the car. And back then he wasn't Alan Hughes.
No,
he was an actor.
I think they were farmers. I didn't know Alan Hughes came from a farming family.
Well, maybe they were farmers. I think the actual real house was in Kilternan, which is technically rural Dublin, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's where they filmed it.
Yeah.
And maybe a bit of Sally Gap. But yeah, and like that, everything was perfect. But was Alan Hughes reverting to childlike behaviour? Or the actor, I should say, because...
The character he's portraying. Yeah.
Because like so many children, so many adult children, I should say, still get stockings. They still bicker. They say, no, I want to sleep in my original bedroom when they go back to their parents. Their parents might even be grandparents. And do we automatically morph into that kind of childlike self? And we're talking about that. And, you know, adult kids, these are kids basically in their late 30s and 40s. And I know a lot of listeners out there are still living at home because of the housing crisis. But many have moved out. And when they do go home, they basically become children again. We got to chat with Aidan McKelvey from the News Talk family, who still gets a stocking.
When you go back, you tend to kind of revert. I think maybe not childlike self. You kind of revert to a teenage.
Teenage.
Like really, really difficult, kind of arguing for no reason. That sort of thing happens. But at Christmas in particular, we kind of have a policy that nothing can change. The way Christmas was when I was five, it must be that way still. So we still have the youngest person in my family is 38 years old, and we still have our four stockings. The kids.
So Santa still brings a stocking.
Yeah.
There must be some true magic in your house.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We're full of the Christmas spirit. Having said that, I'm a bit ashamed to say my mother is like, actually, I'm not going to say what age she is, because she's in her 70s, and we don't maybe this year we're going to try and change it. We don't maybe help her as much as you said. We revert a bit to like lying on the couch watching Indiana Jones and not really doing much.
So, will you do any chores this year? Will you help out?
Yeah, this year I'm actually cooking the dinner. So,
you're cooking the dinner?
Yeah, we're going for a full from 0 to 100 in one Christmas. So I have to kind of learn a few tricks of the trade.
And what is Christmas dinner going to be?
Oh, it'll be the traditional turkey, ham, Brussels sprouts, roast potatoes, all that sort of good stuff.
And how many siblings do you have?
Three siblings.
And is there a pecking order? Is there any moods there amongst you?
I think there's a pecking order in every family. So, and the key to being like the favourite is be as far away as possible and not there that often. So my brother, who lives in New Jersey, he's a favourite, obviously, because he doesn't because everyone's a favourite until they come home and they're then reminded that of the old bickerings. And like my older sister is definitely the best person in the family, but she gets the most abuse because she lives close to my parents, so they see her the most.
That was Aidan McKelvey there. I wonder what you get if you're an adult and you have a stocking. What do they put? Little bottles of whiskey?
Well, I think Santa, it's always very age appropriate depending on what you are Santa for. But
yeah.
I would say Aidan probably got socks and pants and maybe some mandarins.
Well, we don't know yet.
Quality Street. Well, last year. We don't know. Yeah. And, you know, was he on the good list? Was he on the naughty list?
Well, yeah, sure. That's debatable. Mm. We have two children who both live outside Ireland. We're lucky that we see our daughter in London a lot. But we do make a big deal when my son comes back from Australia. As a parent, it gets more stressful when they bring new partners and the dynamic changes. Now, somebody else says, I'm 35. I try not to stay longer than 3 days because that's when you start fighting. Yeah.
It's true.
The novelty wears out after 3 days.
The argument starts. Yeah. And like, you know, Aidan mentioned the favourite there, and the ones that live the furthest away seem to be the favourite because there's that nostalgia. They miss them.
The novelty.
And the one that they see every other day, the adult grandparents or parents want to argue. So, no, it's really, really fascinating. And I did actually meet Sean. I met a couple who have adult kids, and they admit when they come home, they do behave like kids.
In your family, when the adult kids come home, do they revert back to their childlike selves?
Absolutely, straight into the pyjamas. Yes.
Pyjamas in your house?
I have to buy the pyjamas. They have never bought Christmas pyjamas. One is 34, one is 31.
Wow, okay. So they are proper adults, boys or girls?
Boys.
And they just act like kids?
Straight back in the house, into pyjamas, let's go, cups of tea, looking at movies, all Christmas movies, the Muppet Christmas Carol.
We're not allowed to watch
Has to be
movies.
Done. Has to be done.
So they love the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Love it.
And I have a confession to make. I've never seen it.
Oh my
I've
God.
Never seen that movie.
Henry,
I know.
That is disgraceful.
It's a crime.
It is a
Christmas.
Crime. It is a bit of a crime now. Especially this time of year, you need to do that.
And is there bickering? Do people insist on being back in their childhood bedrooms?
Well,
No, there's nothing like that at all.
They'll take a couch and that's it. Get down there. Yeah, there's no bickering. It's all good. It's great. It's great to have them in the house when you come back.
Do they help? Do they help out?
Absolutely not.
No. Sorry?
Not do they do any cooking, any cleaning,
they're
any lifts?
They're too busy in their pyjamas.
They're in their pyjamas.
No, Mamma does everything. Then again, I wouldn't let them in the kitchen.
Yeah. So you want to do it?
Yeah, I don't mind.
You don't want them at your feet?
I'm one of those old mum. You know, I like doing the old thing.
Right, yeah. That's more family dynamics there. Someone says, I love that ESB ad. It's the Dusty Springfield song that does it. Also, Rush Lusk train station featured as well as the Rosnaree near Drogheda. We have our parents over to our house now so that the kids can wake up to Santa. It isn't easy hosting either, as my mother is very used to doing things her own way and wouldn't be the easiest guest. My dad is a pleasure. And someone else says, I think as long as you're gone by New Year's Eve, there's nothing like going home for Christmas. OK, that's short and sweet. Short and sweet and keep it largely. If you stay too long, that's when the bickering starts. And that's when you start to feel like a teenager again, no matter what age you are.
And I found myself actually say to my mum, I'm an adult now, mum. And when you actually have to say that out loud.
I know. Yeah.
You know that.
And that's what they want you to say, because then that's ha ha. I've succeeded in completely undermining you. These issues, of course, many people would be thinking, well, where the Germans?
Yes.
Because obviously Germans are central to this issue.
Well, of course. I mean, who runs Ireland? The Germans.
Yeah.
And
we welcome our German overlords with open arms.
No, and Angela Merkel thinks we're working and we are. But yes, here are Germans and they make thousands of cookies.
You're from Germany. You have a 19-year-old daughter. When she comes home for Christmas, does she behave like as if she's 9 again?
Oh yes, she behaves like she's 9 again, yes. She loves Christmas and she's waiting just the whole year for these days, and we have one tradition in our family. We are baking some, cookies. Lots of cookies, 16
different
kinds of cookies.
Three days. You're baking for 3 days?
Yes, we're baking for 3 days.
Special German Christmas cookies?
Yes.
And what's in them? Are they like gingerbread?
Yeah.
A few of them, yes, but we have butter cookies with almond, with chocolate,
coconut.
With nuts, with so coconut.
With marmalade.
Yeah. So why do you bake so many cookies?
It's what we're doing, yeah,
It has grown, so she started very early when she was about 20 with her best friend.
And also my mother and my grandma, it was a tradition in our family to bake.
What do you do with all the cookies?
We schenken.
Yeah, we present. Yeah, we offer it to friends.
So gifts.
as a gift. And yeah.
And also at the was heißt das Weihnachtstag?
Yeah, at Christmas Day.
At Christmas Day, we have a big plate with our
cookies yeah, so
and the whole yeah. family.
So you love the cookies, and I don't know your age. I'm guessing you're in your 50s.
Yes, that's yes. right.
And I can feel the childlike energy and excitement from you. Does everyone, in a way, revert to children at Christmas?
For in our family, it's like this, but I think that's not really typical. German, so not a lot of friends are familiar with that, because when they see about our events, we also somehow posting some photos of it, where you see several thousands of cookies on the picture. They are all amazed and say, "Wow, you are weird. What are you doing with that?" And no, so nobody can imagine. Yeah, but for us, it's quite normal.
We're not just typical, but also the other families are baking cookies.
But not as many.
Gosh, cookies do feature very largely in their lives. It must be said. My aunt used to give me and my siblings money for Christmas. Then at some stage, it changed to a Lynx set. My youngest sibling is now 28. He gets 50 euro, even though I'm 41. I still feel that this is unfair. Yeah, well, you know, you could be right. The first Christmas I spent at my husband's house, I was amazed by how he and his brothers lay about the house doing nothing while his parents ran around doing all the chores. His mother was delighted when I chipped in to help, but I think the lads were less than impressed. Because that was the way it always had been. For the last few years, my son makes Christmas dinner and takes over our Christmas. He's a tasty chef, but the place looks like a bomb went off when he cooks. And someone else says, a friend of mine always says that fish and visitors go off after 3 days.
I would say two.
There's a lot of wisdom in that.
It's very, very true. And people do get on each other's nerves. And just hearing from those listeners there, like, yeah, you've got to be careful. If you do want to help the hostess or the host, you're showing up those lazy lads on the couch. Be careful not to show them up. And a lot of adult children, why do they go home for Christmas? Because they want to be waited on.
You know, because you've been away and there's that novelty factor, they might be delighted to wait on you.
Oh, they are, especially if you're, you know, coming back from Australia or London.
Tired.
Or wherever you might be.
Yeah.
And I actually feel like listening to Dusty Springfield right now. Actually, yes. That song, Coming Home, is in my head.
Yeah.
Even though the ad came out in the early 80s. But on that note, lots of people out there have had miserable childhoods.
Yeah.
And they've had sad, really tough childhoods, and perhaps things weren't great. And one of them is Manox Flynn, independent councillor in Dublin City.
I think you're always reverting back to your childhood. Every moment of your life, you're always trying to figure out what happened from the day of your birth between nurture and nature, and nurture and, you know, intimacy. And so Christmas time is a situation whereby there's a feeling of very goodwill. There's also a feeling of service, and there's a feeling of being gifted and looked after. For most families, it's a time to get together. For other families, it's a time to separate. So there's many, many different meanings to it. But it is an opportunity, as I say, to engage as a human family and be of service to each other and be of good cheer to each other. And that's the general situation. Unfortunately, it gets overridden by commerciality.
And Manox, I know this is kind of personal. You had a hard upbringing. What was Christmas like for you all those years ago?
Well, the thing about the hard upbringing is, and I've done a lot of counselling and a lot of therapy with therapy groups, anybody that I've been in therapy with has always had a hard childhood. There's no such thing as a wonderful childhood. It doesn't actually stack up. There's none of that, you know, really is true when you dig down deep into the situation. Oh, I didn't have it as hard as you. I didn't have it as bad as you. X, Y, or Z didn't happen. But the idea that you had a wonderful childhood is questionable. My childhood was a difficult one. It was a hard one, but it wasn't without love. My family loved me, my neighbourhood loved me, you know, there was a lot of good stuff around as well, there was a lot of really, really good people, and that's what makes the difference within hardship, the good people, the people who are willing to give you without any big mention, without any kind of, you know, big ego, who would give you consideration, give you love, give you warmth, give you a bed for the night, give you a crib, give you shelter from the storm.
There you go, that was Manox Flynn. Another texter says, my children came home drunk and lashed into the Christmas ham on Christmas Eve. Since then, I've refused to do any cooking and they no longer go to the pub. And someone else says, I stopped going home because I found as a 40-year-old man that I didn't want to sleep on the couch overnight. Now I drive over for the dinner and then drive home much easier and more comfortable. I have two children away in college and we're so looking forward to them come home. You don't get much quality time with your children as adults and Christmas is the chance. I'm happy to mind and feed them. There you go. There's someone who's looking forward to it. And actually going to the pub just for one on Christmas Eve is a really lovely thing, I think.
I think so too. Just having maybe just one yeah. or two pints and yeah. not coming home at midnight. Or
well, they're not open at that stage, or they shouldn't be.
Well, you like going to midnight mass, you know, half cut.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, actually, that's one of my childhood memories is going to midnight mass and looking around to see who was absolutely langers. Because there was really? Always somebody bound to me who'd yeah. like fall into the yeah. centre of the aisle and all that kind of stuff.
I remember trying to give a priest money once and he was like, no, it's communion time because I had too much to drink. I got confused with the collection. So you've got to be careful. And obviously,
somebody else says, it's never just one on Christmas Eve. I've spent many Christmas days completely hungover. I'm sure you're not alone there, but that's, I suppose, the trick of it is you can have a drink when you go home. It's just not rolling home drunk on Christmas Eve for some reason. It's yeah. just, you know, just nice.
Merry, just to hit just that memory. Spot.
Yeah.
But yeah, young people, we hear from young people now, and Christmas for them is very much alive.
You're all about 15, 16, 17?
Yeah.
Do you still get a stocking?
Yes.
And yeah. do you get one?
Yeah, I do as well. Yeah.
What age should you stop?
Never.
You should always get one.
Yeah, yeah. I think it should just always be a thing. It's just like a good thing during Christmas time.
Do you help out at home at Christmas time? Do you do anything to help?
Yeah. I'd like help because we have like young kids coming over for Christmas dinner and stuff. So I'd help like mind them while everyone else is cooking dinner and stuff.
Yeah, like if they have their like presents, they bring their presents over. Like obviously I'll play with them and see what they got for Christmas.
And just like setting up decorations and stuff like that.
You've just graduated. Are you still living at home or have you moved out?
I'm still living at home currently.
Because it's just so hard to move out.
Exactly, yeah. I'm saving currently for a master's, so hopefully that'll be...
Where is home?
Home for me is actually Clare. Right now I'm in Dublin, but no, I'm from Clare.
So you're in County Clare. Mm. And when you do go home, when you go home for Christmas, do you, you know, morph back into your childlike self or are you all grown up? Do you help mum and dad out? Do you do any chores around the house or get stuck in?
Well, I'm the eldest child, so that means Christmas for me usually means I take part in a lot of the organisation.
How many kids?
There's actually only two of us, but we have a lot of family and a lot of cousins, and that means my mom kind of needs a lot of help from me to like
and
help
it,
out with
is
house
there
and stuff.
Bickering?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. When we're all like together for the holidays, there's definitely a bit of bickering just because we were kind of cramped in together.
And do you go back to how it used to be maybe 15 years ago where everyone knows their place and, you know, the last 15 years just didn't happen?
Yeah, I would say my brother and I definitely revert back to our youngest selves and definitely bicker a lot. But like, you know, I think it's just part and parcel of having a family.
Yeah, probably is. Yeah, it's not just at Christmas that happens. One texter says, I think it's harder with bigger families when you have partners and children and there's no more space in the home house. 14 of us tried to fit into my parents' MED one year until my brother in London stopped coming home with his family. I changed it to after Christmas purely for the bed space. Yeah, good practical measure there. Somebody else says, though, I love having my adult children home for Christmas. I'm happy to do things for them and let them relax. But they do help also. Life isn't easy for young people. And if they can have ease and comfort at home, I think it's good, which is a very sweet way of looking at it. There's someone else says, my mother does everything at Christmas. She's like Santa's elf. I think she'd be insulted if we try to help. I think you should just risk that and see what happens. Henry, thanks a million. As ever, Henry McKean there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through GEICO, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.